When was the last time you felt truly understood by your partner? Not just heard, but deeply comprehended. Communication breakdowns represent the hidden crisis in modern marriages, with research showing that the average couple spends just 4 minutes per day in meaningful conversation. The revolutionary premise of Marcus Cusi's approach is deceptively simple yet profoundly challenging to implement. No one can read your mind, not even the person who loves you most. This fundamental truth underpins every successful marriage, yet remains stubbornly difficult to practice in our daily lives. Whether your communication feels broken or you simply want to elevate it from good to extraordinary, understanding effective marital communication can transform your relationship from a battlefield of misunderstandings into a sanctuary of connection. Have you ever explained something perfectly clearly to your spouse, only to have them respond as if you'd spoken in Klingon? This isn't coincidence. Men and women often communicate with fundamentally different objectives. Men typically approach conversations with a problem-solving orientation, while women frequently communicate to process emotions and build connection. In a common scenario, a wife describes a frustrating conflict with her colleague. Her husband immediately jumps in with advice. The wife becomes frustrated, not because the advice is bad, but because she needed someone to listen and validate her feelings first. The breakthrough comes with one simple question: do you want me to just listen, or would you like my suggestions? Remember that body language accounts for approximately 90% of our communication. Your crossed arms or diverted eyes might communicate more than your words. This connects to Dr. Emerson Eggerich's love and respect dynamic. Women typically prioritize feeling loved, while men prioritize feeling respected. When a wife feels genuinely loved, she naturally responds with respect. When a husband feels truly respected, he more readily shows love. This creates a virtuous cycle that transforms communication patterns. In our distraction-filled world, giving someone your complete attention has become almost countercultural. Yet this simple act, listening with your full being, might be the most powerful communication skill in marriage. Empathetic listening means temporarily stepping out of your perspective to understand your spouse's experience from within. As Stephen Covey noted, most people don't listen with the intent to understand, they listen with the intent to reply. When you listen to understand rather than formulate your response, you create space for your spouse to fully express themselves. You notice the hesitations, emotional undertones, and unspoken concerns that often contain more truth than the words themselves. Practical listening involves eliminating distractions. Put down your phone, turn off screens, and make eye contact. Simple techniques help. Touch your spouse's arm to signal attention. Suggest, "Let me know when you're ready to listen," rather than demanding immediate attention, and show genuine interest through questions. Our expectations about communication shape our marriage, yet most couples never discuss them explicitly. These expectations form silently, influenced by family backgrounds, past relationships, and cultural contexts. Without awareness, they become invisible tripwires. How did your family communicate? Did your parents discuss issues calmly or escalate into shouting? These patterns become our default templates unless consciously examined. The solution begins with making the implicit explicit. Have direct conversations about communication expectations. How do you prefer receiving feedback? What does respectful disagreement look like to you? How much alone time do you need after conflict? These discussions prevent disappointment from unmet, unspoken expectations. What if conflict could actually strengthen your marriage rather than threaten it? This perspective shift transforms how couples approach disagreements. Two unique individuals will inevitably disagree. The key isn't avoiding conflict, but communicating through it effectively, fighting fair by attacking problems rather than each other. Healthy conflict excludes screaming, name-calling, and character assassination. Focus on specific behaviors rather than making sweeping judgments about your spouse. Use your differences to complement rather than compete with each other. Speak in a measured tone, as raised voices trigger defensive responses. Never compare your spouse unfavorably to others. These comparisons create lasting wounds. For recurring conflicts, look beyond surface disagreements to identify root causes. What appears to be an argument about chores often reflects deeper concerns about respect or appreciation. Avoid keeping score in your marriage by tracking wrongs. Marriage isn't a competition, but a partnership where you succeed or fail together. Imagine trying to build a house without a foundation. No matter how beautiful the structure, it would eventually collapse. Similarly, communication without trust may appear functional temporarily, but inevitably breaks down under pressure. Trust forms the essential foundation for all marital communication. Without trust, partners withhold vulnerable thoughts and feelings, creating emotional distance that prevents authentic connection. This emotional security enables the deep intimacy that gives marriage meaning. Without it, conversations remain superficial, with partners presenting edited versions of themselves. Building complete trust requires intentional effort. Practice radical honesty about your past, present circumstances, and future plans. Be trustworthy in small matters. Admit when you've overspent or failed to keep commitments. Even small lies erode trust disproportionately, with the deception itself often damaging the relationship more than what's being concealed. Trust creates the foundation for emotionally naked communication that makes marriage fulfilling. By eliminating deception, keeping promises, and listening without judgment, you create the psychological safety necessary for your relationship to flourish through honest expression without fear of rejection. Respect manifests in how you speak to and about your spouse, both privately and publicly. It means honoring their opinions, acknowledging their contributions, and valuing their perspectives, even during disagreements. Sometimes, respect must be given before it feels earned, representing a profound act of selflessness in marriage. Love in communication extends beyond words to include actions, attitudes, and intentions. It means thinking before speaking, wanting the best for your spouse, and showing grace during difficult conversations. The expressions that most powerfully communicate love vary by individual, what Gary Chapman calls love languages. Communication expectations span all marriage areas: finances, intimacy, household responsibilities, social activities, and conflict resolution. Regular check-ins about goals create opportunities for compromise through patience, understanding, listening, and teamwork. The journey to better communication requires effort, but promises growth and connection when approached as a shared mission. Effective communication creates a relationship where both partners feel heard, valued, respected, and loved, building a foundation strong enough to support life's challenges. When communication flows freely, marriage becomes a profound connection between two people who choose each other daily, cultivated through countless conversations where partners practice truly seeing and hearing each other. This journey never ends. Couples who prioritize communication continue discovering new depths in each other even after decades together. Each conversation becomes an opportunity to know your spouse more fully and be known more completely. This ongoing revelation makes marriage not just endurable, but extraordinary. Will you have the courage to speak honestly and listen completely? Your relationship deserves nothing less.